God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Welcome to the Midweek Power Nugget, where 15 minutes of your day can change, will change, if you allow it, has the power to change your entire life. We thank God for another opportunity to come together to study His Word. Let us talk to the Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, God, we thank you. We thank you, God. We thank you. We thank you for being a keeper. We thank you for being a way maker. We thank you for being our road in darkness. We thank you for being a reasonable voice in the middle of chaos. We thank you. We thank you so very much for loving us enough that we don't have to worry about a thing in our lives. You already have made the way. You have already set inroads. You have already move mountains. You have already stilled waters. You have already given us the opportunity and ability to be able to get through this thing called life. And we are so grateful that you love us enough that you've made us a part of your plan again on today. Nothing we could have done could have earned us another moment, could have earned us another second. But yet, by your word, God, you have let this be so. You have allowed us another day, another moment in your life's plan. And we are so eternally grateful. God, we thank you for keeping us from the last power nugget to this power nugget. You have been so gracious and so kind to us. And so again, God, as we come together to just have a little morsel, a little snippet of your word, God, let your word shine so brightly to us, God, that it would be a shining light in a dark world. God, that it would give us encouragement and strength to get through what it is we have to face on today, that it will give us the courage to be able to face the unknown on today. God, I thank you. I thank you that your word will speak to us. I thank you that your word will lift up a bowed down head. I thank you that your word will instruct us. I thank you that your word will guide us. I thank you that your word will encourage us on today. We glorify you. We give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Again, we bless the Lord for another opportunity to be able to study and hear what the Lord has to say to us. On this morning, our travels will take us to 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter. 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter. We will start at the first verse. 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter. We'll start at the first verse. And it reads as follows from the New American Standard Bible. Now, as to the times and the epochs, brethren, you have no need of anything to be written to you. For you yourselves know full well that the day of the Lord will come, just like a thief in the night. While they are saying peace and safety, then destruction will come upon them suddenly, like labor pains upon a woman with child, and they will not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, that the day would overtake you like a thief. For you are all sons of light and sons of day. We are not of night nor of darkness. So then let us not sleep as others do, but let us be alert and sober. For those who sleep do their sleeping at night, and those who get drunk at night. But since we are of the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has not destined us for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we will live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build up one another, just as you also are doing. Reading that same passage from the Passion Translation, 1 Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter. Now I'm losing myself here, sorry. 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, and starting at the 11th verse, says this. Now, brethren, beloved brothers and sisters, since you have been mentored by us with respect to living for God and pleasing Him, I appeal to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ with this request. Keep faithfully growing through our teachings even more and more, for you already know the instructions we shared with you through the Lord Jesus Christ. God's will is for you to be set apart for Him in holiness, and that you keep yourselves unpolluted from sexual defilement. Yes, each of you must guard your sexual purity with holiness and dignity, not yielding to lustful passions like those who don't know God. Never take selfish advantage of a brother or sister in this manner, for we've already told you and solemnly warned you that the Lord is the avenger in all things. For God's call on our lives is not to a life of compromise and perversion, but to a life surrounded in holiness. Therefore, whoever rejects this instruction isn't rejecting human authority, but God Himself, who gives us His precious gift, His gift of holiness. There is no need of anyone to say much to you about loving your fellow believer, for God is continually teaching you to unselfishly love one another. Excuse me. Indeed, your love is what you've known for throughout Macedonia. We urge you, beloved ones, to let this unselfish love increase and flow through you more and more. Aspire to live a calm and peaceful life as you mind your own business and earn your own living, just as we have taught you. Because of this, encourage the hearts of your fellow believers and support one another, just as you have already been doing. One more, let's do the message. The message, 1 Thessalonians 5. I don't think, friends, that I need to deal with the question of when all this is going to happen. You know as well as I that the day of the Master's coming cannot be posted on our calendars. He won't call ahead and make an appointment any more than a burglar would. About the time everybody's walking around complacently, congratulating each other, "We sure got it made. Now we can take it easy," suddenly everything will fall apart. It's going to come as suddenly and inescapably as birth pangs to a pregnant woman. But friends, you're not in the dark, so how could you be taken off guard by any of this? You're sons of light, daughters of day. We live underneath wide open skies and know where we stand. So let's not sleepwalk through life like those others. Let us keep our eyes open and be smart. People sleep at night and get drunk at night, but not us. Since we're creatures of the day, let's act like it. Walk out into the daylight sober, dressed up in faith and love and the hope of salvation. God didn't set us up for angry rejection, but for salvation by our Master Jesus Christ. He died for us, a death that triggered life. Whether we're awake with the living or dead, asleep with the dead, we're alive with Him. So speak encouraging words to one another. Build up hope so you'll all be together in this. No one is left out. No one left behind. I know you're already doing this. Just keep on doing it. And the word of the Lord is blessed. With the few moments that I have left, I want to just encourage you to be an encourager in these trying times. Be an encourager in these trying times. That verse 11 in 1 Thessalonians 5 talks about encouraging one another and building one another up. You all encouraging and inspiring those around you is an important part of loving them the way you love yourself. Providing encouragement and inspiration is doubly important because most people you meet are hurting in some way, shape, form, or fashion. They don't have to tell you they're hurting. They don't have to tell you what's going on. You just know that they are hurting. It could be grief. It could be disappointment. It could be insecurity, fear, betrayal, doubt, loneliness, unmet needs, financial, health. It could be any number of issues, but regardless of where it comes from, you can safely assume, and I know we try not to assume, but we can safely assume that most people that you come in contact with are struggling. And you add this pandemic on top of that, add it in the mix, and I promise you, things just get worse. But you all, it is the nature of life in a fallen world. It will be so rare for you to be wrong if you assume that the people that you come in contact with, the people you interact with on a regular basis, if you assume that they need encouragement, you will rarely ever be wrong. And you also, what does encouragement mean? Encouragement means to uplift them, to means to support them, means to cheer them on. It means to reassure them. But you all, believers, have hope. The Bible says that we are not like a people that don't have hope. We have hope in all things. We have to give others hope because the discouragement that they feel through the fear, through the betrayal, through the insecurity, it robs them of that hope. You all, discouragement and hopelessness, they partners, they're twins. They go hand in hand. And while we're trying to give discouraged neighbors, friends, co-workers, family members hope, remember that the only real hope, the only hope that's going to last, is found in Jesus. He's not just the source of hope. He is the source of hope. He gives hope. That's why you hear us say he gives hope to the hopeless, because he is hope to the hopeless. That means the best way to encourage somebody is to point them to God, point them to the Lord. Okay? So, what do? We're inspiring, encouraging those around us means showing them an example that encourages them to do better, be better, and look for things to be better. What do I mean by do better? Encouraging your the people around you to do better means that you got to try to do your best in every situation, not just when the money looks good, in every situation, even when, not when somebody, you know, not, well, you know, they had no business trying me. No, that's a situation for you to try to do your best by being better. Walk close with God in every situation. You all, people are inspired when they see somebody that is trying to do the right thing. They may say, you know, you green or whatever, but they're really inspired. If you keep doing the right thing, they get inspired by how you live your life. That is why it is so important to consistently show a Christ-like example. Show it in the way you live your life. Be a walking epistle. What do I mean by that? Remember, Paul wrote letters called epistles, and he talked about the right way to live. You can do that. Be a walking epistle. Let somebody hear a loud sermon preached by the way you live your life. Huh? And there's no better example for someone to want to model than somebody who is reflecting the image of God. You all, encouragement and inspiration, they may not be the same thing, but they really are related. They're closely related. They work better when they're in tandem. You know, it's easier to inspire somebody who feels encouraged. You get what I'm saying? You know, it's easier to encourage somebody who feels inspired. The two go hand in hand. So together, encouragement, inspiring somebody, putting them together, you get the power. You have the power to help people overcome struggles, overcome issues, overcome challenges. You also, how can we do that? And we're not talking about, before I get to how you can do it, we're not talking about giving them a false sense of optimism. Encouragement isn't the false sense. It's not painting rosy pictures for people that are hurting. Encouragement is about giving biblical hope in Jesus, not just fleeting, worldly hope that can go away. You get what I'm saying? So let me give you some quick opportunities to how to encourage somebody. You know, send somebody a note, an email, a text that's encouraging, uplifting. You know, when you see somebody doing well, trying hard to do well, then encourage them. You know, even if their efforts fall short, encourage them. Listen to people who need to talk, who need to vent, who need to bounce ideas off of you. Make a point of thanking people for what they do. And more than anything, you all, pray for folks and let them know that you're doing that. When you do all of that, you will be an encourager in these difficult times. Let's pray. Father, we bless you. We give your name praise. God, help us to be an encourager one to another. Help us to point them to you, the source of our hope. God, help us to be your change agents today. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. You go out and have a God-blessed and amazing day.